You know, we share a lot here at WCGA. I know you call in from time to time and email me, and I'm grateful for that. There's a little podcast version of this feature on the internet, and the largest controller of information in the world has put a series of features in review, under review, a lot of them for a long time. Things really have changed a lot. I just enjoyed a long lunch with an old friend of mine, a professor of marine biology. When we were in college, we debated in the liberal fashion. We debated big ideas. We talked openly, for instance, about the relative merits of affirmative action. We talked openly without fear about gun rights, the Second Amendment. We revised and analyzed history, and we fought together. And sometimes it was just for fun in the liberal tradition. We went to protests, and we went to counter-protests, too. We really were not afraid to speak out, even if what we said was kind of silly, and even if our opponents were a little silly too. This little feature here is a refuge, and I am really grateful for your gratitude and sponsorship. This radio station is the last neighborhood in America in many ways. News on vaccines, for instance, is banned everywhere, but it's alive here. Cancer rates among young vaccinated people are up 79%. Harvard has just dismissed one of their top doctors for disagreeing with the status quo. And as we correctly surmised here, thousands of Haitians have already been brought to the U.S., but the DHS won't tell us where. And we prayed for these Haitians. We are good people on the side of great justice, but times have changed. And sometimes, it seems, we need to be silenced. It's bizarre. And if you feel it's bizarre, you're right. This is WCGA News Talk 1100. I'm Franklin.